pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Cars 3 is the follow-up to Cars 2, which was an unmemorable follow-up to one of the more memorable animated films in history. Cars, if for those of you who remember the original, was one of the pioneers of the idea that animation could take us to a level of visual beauty that had heretofore only existed for those willing to hike to the peaks of Machu Picchu. But really, it was a revolutionary animated film, seminal in the beginning stages of what became the Pixar empire. So to see Cars 2 sort of falter was sort of surprising, and speaks to the age period in which Cars 2 was released in, which is not the golden age that we are living in now. Let's call it post-Wall-E, the post-Wall-E PW. I guess that could be pre-Wall-E or post-Wall-E. But anyway, the existence of Pixar post-Wall-E and Up and Inside Out, which is just very different than the one that existed when Cars 2 was released, which is to say Cars 3 has a lot riding on it. First of all is the goodwill that the studio has engendered, which allows a certain amount of ability to freely create with the expectation that people will see it, much like an HBO series, without having to really advertise and get people to come as much. So what's good about Cars 3? Well, the beautiful cars, first and foremost, the visceral experience of watching a shiny red car on a level that Steve McQueen's Bullitt was never even able to actualize, which is to say the most beautiful car ever seen on a big screen. And here we get to see that car actually playing a simulated car video game in the movie. So there's something very, it's almost postmodern and self-reflexive about an anthropomorphic vehicle simulating a virtual reality experience of pretending to be a computerized version of an anthropomorphic car within the text itself. So this all takes place in a world where people are handily, readily looking at multiple screens per day, usually what would have been called a cell phone, but is really just a handheld computer that simulates phone calls, and screens for larger work-related purposes, usually television screens, billboards, so a lot of static and moving screens, and so the audience stays with it, and really probably would only be able to follow along were that the case. Cars 3 is exciting, and it provokes the thought, what will happen if in 20 years from now, if there's another Cars movie released then, who will win the race?